Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now to South Africa, where the death toll has been rising following a fire that engulfed a five-story building in central Johannesburg, making it one of the deadliest fires worldwide in recent years. For the latest from there, I'm joined by South African-based journalist JJ Cornish. Good evening to you, JJ.
Good evening, Cormac. I'm sad to say that the city of gold is the city of tears tonight, eh?
And a city of tragedy. What is the latest?
Well, 74 people have died and 13 of them children. But tragic scenes with mothers throwing children from the windows to, you know, hopefully they would be caught and saved. With people dying by jumping off the fourth floor, the building was visited by President Cyril Ramaphosa just about an hour ago, and he said everyone is to blame. The fact is, this building was condemned. It was a home for abused women when it stopped being a residential area. Now, Johannesburg, like many of the cities in Pretoria, suffers a bit of urban blight, but it is the area to which the migrants flocking into South Africa move because of the financial possibilities there, in, as we say, in the financial capital of the nation. And so many of those dead were foreign migrants, at least 20 of them Malawians, but many, of course, people moving in from the country area, from the rural areas into the city, and they can find no place to stay. So these buildings, this one taken over by, it's owned by the city council, but it taken over by criminal syndicates, and then the small rooms broken up into many smaller rooms and rented out for the equivalent of...
So heavily
very, very
occupied.
Tragic event.
Oh, my goodness.
There's something like 57 of those buildings, and about five of them have been freed of these criminal syndicates. The thing in South Africa is we have the PIE Act, the Prevention of Illegal Evictions. If you try to move people out of the building, you have to have alternative accommodation. And Cyril Ramaphosa, the president, said there are too many procedures you have to go to in order to clear up matters like this. He has promised, obviously, that those affected, about 400 people will be left homeless as a result of this. 400 people, can you believe? But in a building that size.
But JJ, I'm reading with shock, I must say, the detail of a frenzied effort to and a desperate effort to flee the fire. What is this I'm reading about a locked gate preventing people from leaving the burning building?
Well, there was at least one of them, the bodies piled up at this lock gate. The fire began, well, was first reported at about 1:20 our time, which would be about 12, just after midnight your time. The fire brigade got there within 10 minutes, but they were unable to save. They saved something like 49 people, but unable to save the vast number. And there were at least 75 people moved into hospitals. The fact is, though, that, you know, the security would be necessary in a building like this for the people with all their worldly possessions, and many of them have lost those, their identity documents, and when they're migrants, that's going to create huge problems for them staying in South Africa. Actual money, many of the people use cash, and so they'd lost the money, and they have absolutely nothing. But the housing minister was saying that tonight they came with buses, saying to people, get on these buses, we will shelter you for the night and for the foreseeable future. Many people refusing to get onto the buses because everything they owned is in that building, which is still smoking and firing. Oh, the fire not completely extinguished. A human tragedy beyond the telling of it.
And are they still pulling bodies out of it, JJ?
Well, I don't think so. The fact is that before lunch our time, they were moving up to the third and fourth floors. In other words, the two top floors. And the count then already was 73. So many of the people must have started coming down or tried to get out. The indication is that the death toll will be higher, but the bulk of bodies have been taken out, I understand.
Well, it is an absolute tragedy of extensive proportions, and there will be an extremely detailed investigation, I am sure, to follow. South African-based journalist JJ Cornish, thank you very much indeed for the update.